Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review for the first week of March 2021. Bloomberg sources say the stock trading app Robinhood plans to file for a confidential IPO as early as this month. Bloomberg previously reported the company may offer some shares to its users at its IPO price, although no timing on an IPO has been finalized. Researchers from Nanyang Technological University Singapore, Yale University, and Trinity College Dublin developed a 1 millimeter long laser that can generate 250 terabytes of random bits per second, over 100 times faster than computer-based approaches. The researchers hope to incorporate the laser and camera tracking system onto a chip for directly feeding the results into a computer, with cryptography a likely application. Google updated its Workplace Productivity Suite to allow for joining Google Meet from multiple devices. The company also added a new focus mode event type that limits notifications across workplace apps, and a new Time Insights feature for Calendar to show employees how much time they spend in meetings. There's also Google Workspace Frontline, which lets organizations customize workplace deployments and build custom no-code AppSheet apps. Twitter will label tweets with misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines, with labels linking to public health information. Twitter will use a five-strike rule for sharing this misinformation, with users receiving a permanent suspension on the fifth strike. After launching in India in September, YouTube Shorts began rolling out as a beta to all users in the U.S. Users can now create and view swipeable one-minute vertical videos, with the Shorts section appearing on the YouTube home screen in mobile apps. Google previously pledged to eliminate third-party cookies as part of its overall Privacy Sandbox initiative. In a blog post, the company clarified it will not build alternate identifiers to track individuals as they browse across the web, but replace individual identifiers with aggregation, anonymization, on-device processing, and other privacy-preserving technologies. Instagram announced the Live Rooms feature, which lets four people broadcast live simultaneously. Instagram says it's also developing further moderator controls and audio features to launch in the coming months. A federal jury in Texas ordered Intel to pay VLSI Technology $2.18 billion for infringing on two patents on chipmaking technology, which Intel plans to appeal. The patents were transferred to VLSI from NXP in 2019, which Intel criticized for having no products or revenue outside of this lawsuit. Apple announced annual results from its hearing study in its research app, finding average weekly headphone exposure for 1 in 10 participants is higher than what the World Health Organization recommends. 25% of participants experience ringing in their ears multiple times a week, and 10% of those in the study have been diagnosed with hearing loss. AMD announced the RX 6700 XT launches March 18th for $479. $100 less than the RX 6800. The 6700 XT has 230 watts of power, 12 gigs of video memory, and 40 compute units, compared to 60 for the RX 6800 and 80 for the RX 6800 XT. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority opened an antitrust probe into Apple's App Store payment rules and will weigh the company's potentially dominant position in the supply of apps to Apple devices. This follows similar antitrust investigations into Apple in the US and EU. The band Kings of Leon released the album When You See Yourself as a Non-Fungible Token, or NFT, on March 5th, one of three tokens as part of a series called NFT Yourself. One token is the album package with exclusive content and vinyl. The second offers live show perks like front row seats for life, and a third for exclusive audiovisual art. The album without exclusives is available through standard music services. An automated analysis of 1.3 million Android and iOS apps by the security firm Zimperium found misconfiguration errors in 14% of apps that use cloud services for their backend, impacting over 11,000 Android apps and over 6,000 iOS apps. Some of these misconfigurations allow data to be overwritten and also expose personal details, passwords, and medical information, although the analysis did not determine if this has been exploited by malicious actors. For discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.